This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, now Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated. We turn to the photograph of Meng Wanzhou, a CFO of Huawei, a global technology firm questioned by the United States and our allies as trustworthy. Ms. Meng, held in Vancouver since December of 2018, negotiating via Canadian courts to leave to go back to China. The issue here was Huawei and trading with sanctioned states, in this instance, Iran. However, set that aside, because what we're looking at now is a puzzle known as hostage diplomacy. Mary, the world seems to have come to a determination that China wanted everyone to know that when Meng Wanzhou's release happened and she climbed the steps to a plane going home to China, the two Michaels of Canada would be released and others would be released at the same time. How does this suit China, given its present troubled circumstances, as we've just discussed, to maintain and to lavish wolf warrior towards its competitors?
Well, China will do whatever it takes to gain advantage over the United States and other nations of the free world. And hostage diplomacy is just one tool. So recall when Ms. Meng was arrested, it was only a few days after that the CCP and their heavies grabbed Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig, two innocent Canadians, to use as leverage against us. And it's unfortunate that the United States government decided to strike a deal to let someone off the hook whose crimes were really quite a big deal. I mean, this isn't just about the CFO of Huawei, doing business with and controlling a company in Iran that was sanctioned and passing that through U.S. financial institutions. You know, Huawei, the document alleges, provided false information to the U.S. Congress. They allegedly tried to obstruct the investigation to move witnesses. And put in a larger context, remember, too, that Huawei is the surveillance arm of the CCP. We know this through various means, and that's why more than 60 countries joined us to ban Huawei from their telecommunications systems. So to let this lady off the hook, basically to be browbeaten into letting her off the hook, it does not serve justice, and it puts many Americans and other citizens of our allies and partners at peril. Because if Michael Spavor or Michael Kovrig can be seized, that means anybody who is in mainland China, Hong Kong, Macau, can be seized whenever China likes and used as leverage against other governments. It's very serious. And by the way, John, this has been going on for a long time. This case got a lot of attention because we in the Trump administration were drawing nations' attention to Huawei and to its real nature. But the CCP detains Chinese Americans all the time. They also come here in the United States and threaten people here on our soil by saying, hey, something bad's going to happen to your family. Effectively, we're going to take your family hostage back in China if you don't return to China with us. So this is a pattern and a practice of the CCP. It's unacceptable. And if we're ever going to stop it, we have to call it out and we have to stand up to this bullying. Otherwise, it will simply continue to happen.
Mary, we have 30 seconds. There's an old saying, scales fell from his eyes. Is that true about America and Europe? Have the scales fallen from their eyes about the nature of the Chinese Communist Party? 30 seconds.
Yes, but like the Soviet threat, it will take us many, many years, if not decades, that is, if that regime doesn't fall in the meantime, to come up with a strategy. I'll just call your listeners' attention to the recent comments of our Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, who said, we don't want a Cold War with China. We have to do business with them. Well, we may not want a Cold War with China, but China is already prosecuting a Cold War with us. And I think it's troubling that the administration in Washington is sliding back towards appeasement and toward an anger management strategy toward China rather than continuing the strong stance that we really do need to adopt.
Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, now Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,